Hey guys, it's Chris Debo here, and you're watching The Marcus Deegan Show.
The Marcus Deegan Show! What's the story, guys? Welcome to another episode of the pod. I'm your guy, your man, the Aussie from down under, Marcus Deegan, shooting from Sin City, Las Vegas. Check out those lower thirds up there. Hey, do you see what it says there? My engineers are fucking with me today. Thanks for dropping in, guys. I'm happy to have you here. If you're listening to me on Spotify while driving your car, you know that you can watch it on Spotify now. It's got beautiful 4K quality. Guys, we are... Hey, it's Wednesday night, one of my favorite nights of the week. Why? Because the power slap's on. I keep saying this. The only thing that's bad about the power slap, it's only on for half an hour once a week. But that doesn't matter because all the boys are going to be here in February. And in February, I've got a couple of the athletes from this amazing organization that are going to come down to the studio. We're going to sit in. We're going to have a few beers. We're going to smoke some of that Nevada Kush. And we're going to talk about some fighting and some power slap and some UFC and kicking ass. The things that guys like to talk about. So check this out. This young guy that I'm bringing on right now, I've checked out his Instagram. He's tough as shit. He's from Texas. He looks like he could be my son. He really does. He's got this baby face, but he's in one of the toughest organizations in the world, run by Dana White, who's just a man when it comes to anything sports. Listen, guys, he's fighting in the welterweight division of Power Slap. And the reason why I wanted to talk to these guys is because... someone said to me, Power Slap is Dana White's baby. You want to start talking to these guys. You want to start interviewing these guys. So I've been doing it. I've been talking to them every single week, and I've been loving the conversations. Not just the conversations about Power Slap, but I want to know about these guys, why they do it, where they come from, what their goals are. So would you please welcome to my show, all the way from Texas, welcome Chris Debo. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Marcus?
Thanks for popping in today, man. I really appreciate you coming on. How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Dude, I'm feeling awesome as always. Like you're saying, like, this is Dana White's baby, and it's one of the greatest sports in the world, man. And it's crazy feeling to be a part of it. It's surreal every step of the way.
Yeah, you know, bro, I talk to like a lot of your other fellow athletes, and they just automatically say that just the fact that they're working for Dana White or under his organization is just a whole mind trip altogether. You were saying you come from Texas. What's your sporting background prior to this? And have you ever been in anything as big as this?
No, definitely never been in anything as big or as organized as this. I mean, I'm in Texas, so I grew up playing football, did a little boxing training in gyms, a little jiu-jitsu for, you know, to get my variety and fill out my portfolio as a well-rounded fighter. But I've always been 5'9 and stocky. So the MMA world has always been tough because you got to, like, for me, I'd have to drop down to 155, and I've been around 190 my whole life.
Yeah.
And this is just, I saw some clips and I was like, I can do that. And I signed up for it. And every step of the way, I thought they're going to say thanks, but no thanks, thanks, but no thanks. And then a couple months later, I'm working for Dana White and I get to meet him and he's paying me. And it's crazy. I grew up watching the UFC and now I get to go to the Apex and the PI and meet fighters. It's life changing.
Where, how old are you?
Just turned 28.
So you're relatively young. Yeah, man. And I suppose, have you been to Las Vegas before?
I've only driven through it prior to Power Slap. Now I've been like four times.
And will you be here in February?
Yes, sir.
So I think you and Joker Slap are going to be sitting in this actual room in the next few months.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
So tell me what gives you your edge over everybody else, Chris. What makes you, you know, stand out a little bit more?
Man, I'm just a hard motherfucker.
Yeah. And is that what gives you that edge? Growing up hard, growing up playing football gives you that edge?
I don't even think football has anything to do with it. I got in too much trouble to stay on the team regularly and actually play games.
Yeah.
But I grew up with my grandparents and I got spoiled a little bit, but also like my grandpa was a tough bastard. And like ever since I was a kid, he taught me, he's like, it doesn't matter how big, how strong somebody is. If you hit them hard enough, you're going to take all the fight out of them. And it's rang true to this day.
So what do you mean by you were brought up with your grandparents? Where's your mom and dad?
They're still around. They're just not together. They had me when they were teenagers and then I got put off to my grandparents and they went off and had more kids separately.
Yeah. That's gotta be rough, man.
Yeah, I've got a handful of, I got like four sisters and a brother, but I don't, like, I was raised like an only child. So that's, it's like I grew up like with an old person's mentality, because with your grandparents, I have like people's values from the industrial age, but I grew up on the cusp of the technological age in the early 2000s and got to go off dial-up internet all the way to our iPhones and stuff. It was wild.
So you're probably teaching grandma and grandpa how to use their phones when you're not slapping the shit out of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, my grandpa passed away back in 2014, but my grandma's still around. And
sorry, yeah, she's that.
Nah, it's okay. Cancer.
Yeah, that's a fucker, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, I tell you. But no, I'm just saying, like, it's kind of sad to hear that, you know, that you really don't have anything to do with your parents or your siblings. Have they kind of reached out now that you're sort of like becoming a celebrity now?
Honestly, not so much. I mean, my sisters on my mom's kids, they're kind of rough around the edges. They had a harder life, but my dad's kids are, they're really sweet. They're solid little kids. They're solid girls.
It's funny, you know, Chris, I speak to a lot of the guys from this organization, and a lot of the guys have had not so easy upbringings, not such easy lives. They've had kind of hardships. I wonder why it is that, you know, a lot of these athletes have come from that background and now they're stepping into this world. Does being in a world like this, Apex, Vegas, Dana White, Rumble TV, does it make you strive you to be a better person?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because now we're learning to view ourselves not only as a person, but as a product. And like, we can actually do something with our lives here. Because even though it's not the UFC, it's still like even more than the UFC, this is social media based sport.
Yeah.
And Dana's always been good about letting people know that if they don't capitalize, it's on them, that he gives you a platform and you do with it what you will to make your own things outside of fighting.
No, that's exactly, but he's exactly telling the truth there. You get given the platform and the opportunity, and then it's up to you to see if you can boost that, which is great for someone of your age that's stepping into this age of, you know, it isn't the UFC, like you said. No, it isn't the UFC, but the UFC wasn't the UFC when it first started either, remember?
Exactly.
Remember all the shit that everybody used to talk about the UFC, bro, how it would never go anywhere, no one will ever go and watch it, it's barbaric, it's ridiculous, dumb rule set.
Barbaric. It's modern-day gladiator pits. People just want to see each other die, yada, yada, yada. They were, and then now with this sport, it's just everyone knows what CTE is.
Well, I've seen a couple of your Instagram posts and it looks like, I mean, there was one shot of you that looked like your face was all busted up and bleeding from a slap. How do you deal with, here's another question I'm going to put to you, because I asked this of all the athletes because I really want to know. What is your main defense in power slap? How do you fucking defend yourself, Chris?
Dude, so what I do, I don't know about everyone else. Some people, they like to wait till the last second and then they bite down, flex everything. Some people flex the entire time before that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I flex everything but my neck. I leave my neck just a little bit loose so you accomplish the effect of rolling without actually having to move your face. So as soon as they hit you, they just move your head for you.
Do you use any, I know a couple of the guys use those chewing weights that they put in the back of their jaw there to chew them to strengthen. You don't use anything like that?
No, I do own a Jostercise.
Oh, okay. Where's that, in the front?
Yeah, I got the front one. I don't have the back ones.
Okay.
But it works pretty well. I don't use it probably as much as I should, but I've got a mule, which I hang weights off my head exercises. And then I just joined Team Iron Giant with Dwayne Crespo, and he's helping me get a diet and a gym routine together. And we'll be working on camps and stuff when I have a fight so I can actually, because I've never been a gym person. I've always just naturally kind of in shape, but chubby. So like, now that I've got a reason and an inspiration for myself to go to the gym and accomplish something, it's going to be interesting to see what I turn into.
And especially when you got someone like Dwayne Crespo giving you, you know, all the ins and outs of the game, because that man seems like a very knowledgeable guy. I had him on the podcast last week and he's just such a great dude.
I love Dwayne. A lot of people dog him for no reason, but he's knowledgeable. Like, he's a gym rat and he's super knowledgeable about slap. So I don't see why people hate him. Like,
Yeah, but people are going to hate. Haters are going to hate. That's for sure. So what's the most painful part about the power slap? The next day, the next 2 days, the hand, the jaw, the ear, like what hurts?
Losing hurts.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it doesn't even, like, I've never been like, oh, this hurts afterwards. Even when during my background shot, it was me against Manny. That was my second one, and I hadn't developed a defense yet. And I kind of just stood there and let him hit me without flexing. And I got put on my ass, and he rocked me really bad. And it, no credit to just like, I mean, no credit away from him. Like, I, not only did I stand there, he hit the shit out of me. He put a beam on me and split my face open and whatnot. And it doesn't feel like a slap. It just feels like a punch with an open hand. But, the worst thing about the, like the, all the pain comes from just losing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can feel the impact. You get rocked a little bit. And then afterwards it's just, oh, my face stings. It's, I think the only reason it got split open was a combination of, getting hit really hard, but also being dehydrated and your skin being dry.
Right. Ah, okay. Gotcha.
If you just cut like 15 pounds and your skin's not moisturized, it's going to be dry.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that it doesn't hurt, because to anyone that you show this sport to on TV, they're all like, that's got to hurt. I think that maybe, well, not, I don't think, I'd say this is probably most of it. Your defense is mainly in your mind, how much you can fuck with your other opponent before the bout. Do you agree with that?
Oh, man. You 100, it's a mental game for sure, because like, and I love it because I'm an unassuming fellow. I've always viewed myself as kind of a sleeper, not in the sense of like, oh, I'm jacked under here, but like, I look like I'm a goofy guy, cause I am, but I'll also fuck you up, and I don't look like, and it's always nice to catch people off guard.
So tell me what's the deal with you and Sean Kilmartin?
Oh man, Shawnee boy. I love that guy. I'm just poking fun at him, man. Like, there's some stuff in the house that happened that y'all will all get to enjoy. Hopefully it'll come out and you'll watch it, and then you'll see why we still beefing.
Okay. Yeah. He sent me a message. I'm going to play it for you. Okay.
100%.
All right. Just let me just get to this. Here we go.
Debo isn't able for the mental warfare. I have him broke. He doesn't even reply to me anymore now. I'm just calling him a bitch online all the time. Tell him if he can't make the fight, he loses the fight. Tell him if he doesn't take the fight and doesn't make the fight, he loses the fight. So either way, he's a big zero for me.
Oh, that dude's a knob-headed cunt. No, he's funny.
And tell him to drink some fucking water. Learn how to cut some weight.
Listen, the Irish, they're really good when it comes to their smack talk. They're all good at it. And so is it a friendly beef that you have with him, Chris, or are you guys really don't like each other?
Nah, it's friendly. Okay. As far as, like, because we've talked a few times, it's like, aside from, like, just talking shit, I don't, like, dislike him at all. And I don't think he dislikes me. It's just stirring the pot, you know?
Yeah.
When I first signed up for Power Slap and I went to Vegas, one of the first things I did was go around and like take pictures with everybody, because I'm a fan of the sport. I'm a fan of everything. So like, I take pictures. I fucking fan out every time I go to Vegas. I don't give a shit. Like, look at me weird. I don't care.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But, during Power Slap 1, the event, I went to all the welterweights and I shook their hand and apologized, because if you're in my division, I'm a fuck with you. Like, I'll beat everybody twice. I don't care. I'm gonna smack the taste out of your mouth. And Sean's no different. He just came to the game a little late.
Yeah, I had him on the podcast. We had a good chat. We had to use subtitles for Sean because, you know, he has that thick accent.
Yeah, he speaks rapidly and he's got a little bit of an accent.
Yeah, so, but no, that was great. So, oh no, I'm looking forward to it. Wednesday nights, what do you do Wednesday nights? You just like gather around with the family? Like, for starters, are you married? Do you have kids?
No kids, just a significant other at the moment.
Yep. Okay. And yes. Are you guys not married?
Yeah, we're not married. She's passed out right now, probably.
Oh, okay. So, you guys sit around Wednesday nights and gear up and get ready to watch that. It's a big event on Wednesday nights, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. Got to tune in, watch Power Slap live, and before and after that, I usually just DoorDash.
Oh, you DoorDash.
Oh yeah, that's how I get like my extra money. Like, Power Slap pays good, but like, I'm not at the point yet where I can make a career out of it. but it's what I'm striving towards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fair play to you for that. I mean, but that's what you got to do, Chris, when you're in these situations, building your brand, when you're building your product, when you're, you know, injecting yourself into this, you know, this new sport that's going to go places. You have to struggle a little bit at the beginning, you know, because not only does it build character, it just, it makes you appreciate what you have a lot more when you get it. Do you know what I mean?
100%. I fully believe that. That's another reason. Like, I think growing up with my grandparents, like, I've always been like an older guy. We didn't have a lot growing up, or like fixed incomes after my grandpa got sick and whatnot. So it was, everything was always tight.
Yeah.
But now I get to do what I want when I want, and I wouldn't do it any other way.
Yeah. Well, so the DoorDash, that's just a means to an end. That just helps pay the bills while you're training, while you're getting ready for the next event. What does your training involve? Like, you said you're doing weights now, but as far as the slap training, what does that involve?
Oh man. Honestly, like, with as new as this sport is, we've all come to realize that if we want to improve, we just have to rely on ourselves and our own network of other athletes. Cause you can't go to a gym and train slap without like with, and actually learn anything from anyone, because we're the ones, we're the best at it.
Yep.
Like, we have to teach each other and rely on ourselves. Mm. So, it's just staying connected with my network of friends and seeing what they're doing and what they're improving upon. And then going out in my backyard and hitting the shit out of that bag. I mean, if you can hit it 50 times, 100 times a day, and then film yourself doing it, and your first 20, you just hit it as hard as you can and try to be as clean as you can, then you can go back and review your own film and see what you did wrong.
Yeah. So I'm thinking elbows, wrists, and shoulders might be the thing that you could injure. I saw that Federico Bendatelli the week before, he damaged his elbow, I believe it was, on a slap, and he said it was just inexperience. I just didn't know what I was doing. I just hit him the wrong way and I fucked my arm up. Did you see that episode? Go ahead.
100%. I was there for that. I tried to give some of the dudes advice whenever we were in our training days, because back when I fought Manny, during my home interview where they came out and interviewed me and whatnot at my gym, I was hitting that bag, and it was one of the ones like the bob where the bottom is filled up with water.
Yeah. Yep.
It was almost all the way filled up. So I had to hit it pretty hard to knock it over. And they wanted me to knock it over a couple more times. And on one of them, I swung a little deep and hyperextended my elbow. And after that, I had to learn to, once you extend, to turn that shoulder down so your elbow drops and you don't get it flat out. And I explained it to a couple people, but it's a new thing. It's a difficult concept, especially if you have a extensive boxing background like Federico, because it's counterintuitive to slap.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's unfortunate. It hurts. It'll be there for a few months.
So are you dealing with that now?
No, it's not so much there now. It's just every now and then, yeah. If I straighten my arm out too fast without warming up or something, I'll get that sharp pain. It's like, oh, yeah, that's still there.
Yeah.
But as far as slap, it hasn't been an issue since it happened.
Yeah. Who's, you follow the UFC? And if you do, who do you look up to in the UFC?
Man, thanks to Power Slap, I got to meet my favorite fighter of all time, Forrest Griffin.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Forrest is a great guy, man. I've interviewed Forrest before, and he's great.
He's hilarious, he's funny, and he's just genuine. I love the UFC. I've met a lot of good fighters, Peter Yan, Alexander Volkanovsky, Ian Gary, a lot of guys. It's fucking dope. Alexander Pantoja.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's great as well. And the thing is, how does it feel when you see all these Power Slap athletes in the audience at the Power Slap, or you see them on Twitter saying, "This hell no, I ain't never doing that." No, it's gotta feel good when you see that and hear that, right?
It's awesome. I've met I'm not gonna say names because I don't necessarily remember. I met during Power Slap 1 or 2, they were still shooting The Ultimate Fighter for Chandler and McGregor, mm-hmm. and I got to like all of Team Chandler over at the Apex, and they were watching our fights, and like half of them, like Strout was like, yeah, I wouldn't do this. Like I get it, but I would never do it. Like, we move around. I don't let people hit me. I was like, yeah. We take turns.
Yeah. I think a lot of the skill in Power Slap is ever so slight. You know what I mean? Like you said, like the turn of your shoulder, like the positioning of your legs. Obviously you can't move your feet off the ground when you're striking. Just little things like maybe the rotation of your hips or, you know, where you hold your head. Do you suggest closing your eyes before you get hit?
Oh no. Yeah. If you watch my first fight, one of the things that people like laugh at me for, but also wonder about is like, during most of the times I get hit, my eyes are open up until and sometimes through the point of contact. And they're like, why the fuck do you keep your eyes open? It's a boxing trick from back in the day. It's you, the worst shot you take is the one you don't see coming. So if your brain sees it even out of your peripherals and knows that the impact's coming and when it's coming, it doesn't shock your body as hard as it normally would.
Okay. That's the fucking smartest answer that I've had. I've asked this question multiple times from multiple athletes and they've all had their different views on it. The one that you just gave me, right, that's the answer right there. It's an old boxing skill. The one that you don't see is the one that's going to affect you the most. So you keep your eyes open so you can see the slap. That's fucking exactly right.
100%. Cause I've, as far as my boxing skill, like my striking skill is probably mid as an overall well-rounded fighter. Cause I'm stocky. I'm good at wrestling. I control the body and then strike while I'm in the grapple. But as far as stand-up boxing, it's always been, I'm not super quick. So I got to trade. I gotta eat one to land a better one. So my accuracy is good. And I just know that like, I can take a hit cause I've always had to.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really interesting way of putting it. Now, power slap. I've always envisioned that one day there's going to be celebrity power slap. Can you imagine that? And is that something that you've thought of?
Dude, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's not an issue to talk about. Power slap 3. There, we almost got, you seen Jackass Forever?
Yeah, of course.
We had Poopies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I did hear that.
Yeah, Poopies was supposed to fight Andrew Fields, but he ended up during some of his content creation.
Got bit by a shark or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he was doing work with security dogs, and even through the padding, he messed up his shoulder.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. No, that would be an interesting. Now, so what do you...
And then I think just past that, like that brace wasn't on his shoulder for more than a week. I think maybe he just saw some more content and realized that it wasn't like a gimmick.
Right. It wasn't for him. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I thought it as well. And until I watched 3 or 4 fucking episodes and I was like, yeah, nah, I don't think this one's for me either. Yeah. But it's for starters, I just want to say how much I love it, how much I enjoy watching it. And the reason why I watch it, and I keep repeating this, it gives me the same feeling inside as when I'm watching the UFC. You know, when you're watching the UFC and your favorite fighter's on, your favorite fighter, Forrest Griffin, or you watch an old fight and you get the goosebumps or you get the butterflies in your stomach, the sweaty palms, or you want to be up and you're shadow boxing in front of the TV. That's what I get when I'm watching the power slap. I'm out of my seat, I'm right next to the TV, and I'm getting all those feelings. So for anyone that hasn't seen it, and I keep telling you guys, oh yeah, I hadn't seen it. I was very late to the play when it comes to the power slap. I admit it's only been this season where it's really, really hooked onto me. You just got to watch it. Just go on Rumble on Wednesday night, put it on and watch it. I promise you that you'll be hooked. Brother, what's your message for everybody that's listening and watching this right now? What do you want people to know about you and where can they find you and what can they expect from you?
Man, my message would be everybody goes through it, man. I think our generation's the king of saying it is what it is because we just figured it better and we can put it off till later. But like no one's got you besides you sometimes and yeah, you can push through it no matter what it is.
I love that. I love that, bro. I love that mindset. I love that mature mindset that you have. Where can people find you?
Instagram, Facebook, Chris Debo, and chrisdebo.slap on IG.
chrisdebo.slap at IG. Everyone goes through it. That's his message. Just push through it. I mean, it's a tough generation, this one. This generation's got a lot of shit on their shoulders, you know what I mean? You got to be carrying the weight. You got to carry the weight now. And I really like your attitude. And one thing I like is I love your confidence. I like the way that you talk. I think you're very articulate, and I think that you are going to be a big figure in this sport just because you're so likable and you're very talented at what you do. And I think that there's big things ahead for you in this sport, young man.
I appreciate the hell out of it, man. Yeah, I'm coming for that belt. I'm not here for any other reason. I'm not going to be one of the guys that's content with just sitting in the roster. I think it's funny every time I talk something like I like KO Chris, but he's really testy. So he's all every time someone tags him or challenges him in something, he gets mad and thinks that they don't have a right to because he's, 5-0 KO and we're not on his level. But I got to remind him that I was like, hey, man, this isn't the UFC. I'm not some unranked fighter in the top 50. We're all top 10, and I'm two knockouts away from being on your front doorstep.
Ooh, I had him on the podcast, and that'd be a really interesting bout. You want that belt, Chris? That's what you want, right?
It's all I want, 100%. I've never won anything for myself like that, and it's what I'm working for, man.
Well, you know the power of manifestation. I'm sure you know the power of the mind, the power of mindset, the power of you want something so bad enough, and if you put all of your effort into it, you can achieve those things, and it seems like that you're doing that already, so fair play to you, my guy.
100%. All my matches, I'll speak on three of them.
Yeah.
Because the fourth one is yet to be released for the show, but like if you go back and look at my last three matches, man, they've all gone the distance. Mm. And I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
I don't need to get in three times no more. It's time for me to put someone the fuck to sleep. And that's what's happening on my next one, no matter who it is.
But I think what I would get from that, the beauty of what I get from that, of it going the distance, is that you're conditioning yourself every time that you get slapped in the face. Your condition just gets better and better and better. You get more confident. You get more like, you know what? That ain't that bad. I've been slapped by everyone. No one's put me down.
Exactly. You get more experience every time. That's one thing I had to put myself in a position to learn off of getting put on my ass by Emmanuel, was I've been hit harder, but I'd never had the result on my body happen from getting struck like that. Mm. I've never been like, I've been liver kicked and had to stop a fight because I was like, yo, I'm done. Like, it's like any more subsequent shots would have been pointless, but I've never been rocked and like that hard. Like my whole body was jumping. It was wild feeling.
Yeah.
And then learning what to do afterwards and how to recover and utilize my time. And now my body knows what to go through. There's a bar for how hard you're going to have to hit me. And I don't think anyone's doing it again.
Fuck, said like a true pro there, right, mate? That's great. That's awesome. And I love your mindset, which is one thing that attracts me to you guys and talking to you guys, is the way that you think and the way that you do shit, bro.
Dude, I appreciate you. You put in so much work. You have all the details right. And you're just very engaging. Like, this has been super fun.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The good part about it is that you, Joker Slap, and a bunch of your other compadres, you're going to be here in February, and we're going to be in this room. We're going to sit down. We're going to do a big two-hour podcast 2 days in a row. We're going to have all the boys in here, so I can't wait for that, buddy.
Dude, it's going to be fucking great. I'm not a big drinker, but I can't wait to smoke some blood with you.
Absolutely, 100%, my guy. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to him on Spotify, you're watching him on YouTube, and now you can see him every Wednesday night on Rumble. This is Chris Debo from Power Slap. He's never been rocked. He's never been dropped. He's never been put down. Look at the jaw on this young man. He's going to be a big star in this sport. Chris Debo, thank you so much for coming on, my brother, and we'll chat soon.
Marcus, y'all tune into the Marcus Deacon Show. It's on all the time.
You're fucking great, mate. Today's episode has been proudly sponsored by Riz Pharma, rizpharma.com. MDS is my promo code, 15% off. The Big Shots toys are getting low. I had about 20 of them in here, and now we're down to three. We're down to McGregor, Poirier, we got Chuck Liddell and Patty the Batty. Big Shots toys, get bigshots.com, MDSLV for 15% off your order. They're great for Christmas. Hey, this is Marcus Deegan for the Marcus Deegan Show. Thanks very much once again, Chris.
Thank you.
And we'll chat soon, brother, okay? We're out!